This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Lifas. U.S. President Donald Trump moved Saturday to cut direct aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, whose citizens are fleeing north and overwhelming U.S. resources at the southern border. The State Department notified Congress it would look to suspend 2017 and 2018 payments to the trio of nations, which have been home to some of the migrant caravans that have moved through Mexico to the U.S. border. On Friday, President Trump threatened to close the U.S.-Mexico border next week.
When you close the border, also you will stop a lot of the drugs from coming in, because we taking tremendous drugs from Mexico, as you know, as well as I do. So you close up the border and you watch the drugs go way down, too. But I will close the border if Mexico doesn't get with it, if Mexico doesn't stop it.
A Trump administration official said Saturday border officials are aiming to more than quadruple the number of asylum seekers sent back over the southern border each day to address the swelling number of Central Americans arriving in the country. Hundreds of officers who usually screen cargo and vehicles at ports of entry were reassigned to help manage migrants. Venezuelans held competing protests Saturday, declaring their support for President Nicolas Maduro, who's aided by Russia and China, or self-declared interim president Juan Guaido, who's backed by the U.S. and some 50 other nations. This comes one day after the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies announced it's obtained permission to distribute humanitarian aid and will start within 20 days. The permission would mark a change in the Maduro government's policy on outside aid, which has been blocked from entering Venezuela. In Afghanistan, a mortar attack on a school in the volatile southeastern Ghazni province killed at least four students and wounded more than a dozen, including two teachers. It's not certain who fired the mortar round. Yellow vest activists protested across France Saturday to support an activist injured last week in a confrontation with police and to show they remain mobilized against the government's economic policy.